Welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Shauna Thompson, your host. Hey, ere you left your room this morning, did you think to pray? I hope so, because I did. You know, today we're thinking about prayer, and I have just really come to understand the importance of starting your day with prayer. You know, I know that maybe we think it's kind of a given that we kneel down at night and say our prayers, but boy, we sure could use that extra boost in the morning, don't you think? So if you haven't said them already, find some place to pray and say your prayers this morning. Thank your Heavenly Father for all of your blessings. Hey, I have a little disclaimer. I had talked about this prayer talk back in November and a prayer journal that my girlfriend had given me and where I could write the inspiration of my prayers. And I quoted that it was a talk by M. Russell Ballard. And I was mistaken. It's Elder Scott, Richard G. Scott. And it's the October 2009 conference talk called To Acquire Spiritual Balance. I had mentioned that I got this prayer journal from my girlfriend, and she said, take Elder Scott's talk to heart. Take a moment to go someplace quiet and then ask Heavenly Father a specific question about something you want to know, and then just sit with your journal and listen and write down those impressions in your journal. And again, I had quoted that it was Elder Ballard and it was Elder Scott. So I just wanted to clarify that if you're looking for that talk. So good luck to you. And remember that it's really important for you to find those quiet moments, well, not only for your prayers, but also for the inspiration that comes along with the prayer. And Elder Richard G. Scott, yeah, has a quote on that very thing. And he talks about how there are different ways that you can pray. And sometimes we get frustrated with the length of time that comes from getting an answer to our prayer. Or sometimes we feel like we don't even get an answer. And he says that we plead sometimes for an immediate response. And here's what I love about this quote. He says, instead of the immediate response, rather, he will prompt you in quiet moments when the Spirit can most effectively touch your mind and heart. So if that's important and an apostle is talking about that, I think that's pretty important to our Heavenly Father that we find those quiet moments so he can speak to us. So maybe you should make that a New Year's resolution 2 weeks in already. Make that a resolution that you find some quiet space to receive revelation. One thing that I have done that's been really helpful for me is on Sunday after I come home from church, or if our church has been later in the day, instead of turning on TV or even my iPod or anything like that, it's quiet. I'll prepare my dinner in a quiet moment. And I've really found that that's effective for me to really listen or think about what I've learned in church or what's coming up or how I'm going to prepare myself for the sacrament. So there's my little soapbox. Maybe some ways where you can provide some quiet space for yourself for those inspirational moments. Well, I've got Bob Collins in here, producer of Conversations. You've got a couple of very interesting gentlemen, Bob, that you've got some episodes coming up on. Why don't you tell me about those?
We do. And yeah? Thanks for having me back again,
thank you for
Shauna.
Being here.
Just wanted to talk about Lance Wickman, Elder Lance Wickman. He's an emeritus general authority now, mm-hmm. but he's the head of the Office of Church Council now.
Oh.
He's still working, even though he's an emeritus.
Sure.
Member
sure.
of the 70.
Still keeping him busy.
Uh-huh. And we did an interview with him that was very interesting. He's had some great experiences in his life, and I'd like to invite all the listeners out there to listen to this interview because I think there's something to be gained from it.
Sure.
Elder Wickman served two tours of duty in Vietnam in a combat situation.
Two.
Wow. He was an Army Ranger, mm-hmm. which is a highly specialized and highly trained position in the Army. And he talks about how hard it was to leave his wife behind, mm-hmm. his new wife, and mm-hmm. went off to war in Vietnam. And he talks about things he learned from war and gives a gospel perspective on wars. Quite an interesting.
Oh, yeah. I'll check that out. I kind of have a particular interest in war things, war stories, war movies.
You'll like this then.
Okay,
because
good.
He relates several stories that happened to him during the war. Very dramatic. Mm. Very dramatic.
I bet.
Later on in his life, he and his wife Patricia, Sister Patricia Wickman, had the loss of a child. That's a tough experience
to
go through for anybody.
Yeah.
And they talk about that and how they learn to cope with that. And then they are dealing with a special needs daughter who's been a real blessing in their lives.
Wow, they have had their fair share dealt out to them.
They've had some great experiences and always kept a good gospel perspective on everything.
Mm-hmm.
The gospel is such a good tempering influence on any experience that we have.
It sure is.
And this interview with Elder Wickman illustrates that very well.
Great.
So, great perspectives on life from a wonderful general authority and his wife. So please
listen to that. Lived a little bit of life.
Yes,
seen a
he
few
has.
Things. Yeah.
He has.
Yeah, that sounds worthy of checking it out. And also you also did an episode on Elder Marlon K. Jensen.
Elder Marlon Jensen, another very interesting general authority. He just became emeritus.
Uh-huh.
Not too long ago.
Yep.
And he served as the church historian.
Ah.
For several years, church
yeah.
historian and church recorder.
That's a big deal.
So it was his responsibility to be in charge of all the church history that was being recorded for the future generations mm-hmm. and to be an expert on church history.
Wow.
And
I bet he's got some interesting stories.
He does. He has some interesting stories, starting about his early experiences as a young missionary in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Had a profound experience with that when he was learning the German language. He relates that. Kept his German up. He reads the Book of Mormon every year in German.
Good for him. That's what my husband does with Swedish, too. So
very
there
good.
You go.
That's an
there
important
go.
Thing
good
to,
for him.
To keep up. And the parents of eight. And so they have some great insight, Elder Wickman and his wife Kathleen, on raising children and some interesting stories about his career in law. It's a good interview, and I think it's also worth listening to because Elder Jensen is such a kind, personable man,
mm-hmm.
he and his wife both.
Mm-hmm.
Just the kind that you'd like to have living next door to you.
Aww.
And that comes across in the interview. You'll hear it when you listen to it.
Good. Good. Well, every time you come in to visit, you always have something really great to bring to us. And I think, boy, your job's a fun one.
You
get to meet interesting people and find out interesting backgrounds and things about them. And
these interviews have all been so fun.
You're so lucky.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a good job.
Well, I can see that it is. He's got a big smile on his face, just in case you can't hear it over the microphone. Well, thank you, Bob. Yeah. So make sure you check out those conversations, right? One of them is Elder Marlon K. Jensen, and the other is Elder Lance Wickman. So
That's
check
right.
those out. Yeah, yeah. Two very exciting and interesting men. Well, we've been talking about prayer, and Bob, maybe you can give us your two cents on this. There's this little Bible dictionary quote that I was handed, and it talked about exactly what prayer is. And it talks about how it really is the true relationship between how we stand with God. So it is our relationship with our Heavenly Father and how we stand with Him and how we think about Him. And it talks about how prayer should be natural and instinctive. I'd never really thought about that before, that it should be a natural thing, that you should talk to Him like you would a real father. He is a father of our spirits. And it says, prayer is the act by which the will of the father and the will of the child are brought in correspondence with one another.
Oh, that's very interesting.
I like that. The will of the child, the will of the father coming together. I really love that. And I was just wondering, so what are your thoughts on prayer? What do you think about prayer? And, how does it maybe build a relationship between your Heavenly Father and you?
I have an interesting experience about prayer. Years ago, I was finishing off my basement
mm-hmm.
in our house that we used to live in, and I somehow got the door locked to one mm-hmm. of the bedrooms. It had a key to it
mm-hmm.
and lost the key. And I had to get in there to do some work, and I was getting so frustrated. And I decided I had looked for that key for days and couldn't find it. And I had to get in that room, and I didn't want to break the door down because I'd just finished the room. And so I decided to go jogging in my frustration. And as I was jogging, I said a prayer to Heavenly Father. I said, Heavenly Father, I know this isn't important to you, but it is to me. I need to find that key. And to my mind came that if I looked in the trash barrel where I was throwing all my scrap wood back home, that's where the key would be. I saw it in my mind.
Oh my goodness.
Went home, and before I even changed my clothes from jogging, I went and dug around in the trash barrel, and in the bottom of that barrel, amidst the sawdust and the wood scraps,
was that key. Oh, my gosh.
You know what that taught me? It taught me you can pray anytime, anywhere.
Heavenly Father cares about everything that matters to us.
Yep. You can pray anytime, anywhere, and about anything.
Yes.
And He loves us, and He'll help us if He can.
And when that happens, I always think, how do you have the time for this, Heavenly Father? How do you have the time to help me find my car keys or my reading glasses? How? But He cares.
It makes you feel pretty special.
If we take the time to bring that to Him, He cares enough to, give us an answer. Unless
Absolutely.
It's really lost, and then you're just going to get a stupor of thought, I've had that one too.
Right. Well, you have to go through those experiences
too.
You do.
You do. You do. But I think it's an exercise in just taking everything that, you know, everything that's relevant to our Heavenly Father, that's important to us. I love that. I love that story. Thank you. Well, you know, I had an experience just not too long ago where I had just gotten some really terrible news about a loved one, and it was so painful. And I literally just fell to my knees and just asked Heavenly Father to just be with me that day to cope with this news. And I remember getting up off of my knees and something coming to my mind and saying, you know what to do. You know what to do. Do it now. And I started to think, okay, in the past when I've had trials, this is how I've learned. So I started thinking, okay, look for moments of joy. Look for things that make you happy today. And I ended up laughing hilariously with a bunch of friends at one point and thinking, look how much I'm laughing. And I just got this terrible news. And later on, a friend called and she needed some advice. And I thought, here I am serving this person. And it's just things that went on and on, little blocks through the day, building blocks through the day that I thought, Heavenly Father is answering my prayer. He is taking the burden off of my shoulders and showing me how blessed I am, good friends, good people around me, and my burden was much lighter. And it just made me realize that He is so mindful and does care so much about the things that weigh heavily on our minds or things that are important to us. It was a real testimony builder to me that there's just nothing too small that we can take to our Heavenly Father that He won't kind of help out with. You know?
God usually answers prayers through others, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was what kind of day I had. And it was a beautiful day. Ended up being a really happy day, despite how sad I was earlier in the day. Well,
great insight.
Thank you. Well, okay. Go to Mormon Channel Daily at LDSChurch.org, and maybe you can share some of your prayer experiences. I know we've all got them. I know we've all talked to our Heavenly Father and have had those moments of inspiration. Let us know. You can also contact us on our Facebook page, and you can tweet us. Just let us know some of your thoughts on prayer if you feel so inclined. And as we go out, we're going to go out today with Sweet Hour of Prayer featuring Thurl Bailey. Have a wonderful day.
Since He bids me seek his face, believe his word, and trust his grace. I'll cast on him my every care and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer. I'll cast on him my every care and wait.